From KPFK Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica Radio stations and affiliates nationwide. For the second day on Tuesday in a row, teachers in Oklahoma walked out of their jobs in frustration. The teachers remained resolute in their fight for higher pay, even after their state's Republican-dominated legislature passed a salary increase. The increase was far less than what the teachers were demanding. And on Monday, Kentucky's teachers also protested, flooding their state house during their spring break over a pension reform bill that state lawmakers had passed. Publicly funded educators in these two heavily Republican-leaning states are heartened by the recent successful wildcat strike by teachers in West Virginia that resulted in victory over their demands for a pay hike. Arizona's teachers are now also considering similar actions. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump, who won majorities in 2016 in all these four states where teachers have been agitating, has remained deafeningly silent on the issue. Isabel Nunez is my guest. She's a professor and chair of the Department of Educational Studies at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Welcome to the program, Professor Nunez.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Let's focus on Oklahoma first, and then we'll get to Kentucky before getting a big picture of what's happening here. Oklahoma teachers have among the lowest pay in the nation, and they were demanding a $10,000 a year pay hike, which sounds like a lot. Lawmakers got together, passed a package of funding from various places that amounted to just over $6,000 a year. The teacher said that's not good enough. Can you sort of put that demand and the legislature's response into context?
Well, the context is a state that is defunding education at all levels and affecting way more than teacher salaries. There are many, many districts, 20% of the districts, and many, a larger percentage of the students in Oklahoma are only going to school 4 days a week now. This is devastating. This shows that it goes much beyond what teachers are getting paid. It's affecting the education of students as a whole. When schools have gone to 4 day weeks, you know that there is a dearth of up-to-date textbooks, that technology is inadequate. This is one of the last resort things, and teachers are demanding a wholesale reprioritization of the state's budget.
One teacher in Oklahoma explained on Facebook why she was protesting, and she did so by posting a photograph of a broken chair her Facebook page. She said that these kinds of chairs are, you know, students sort of, when they walk in the door, they race to get the better chairs. The broken chairs are called butt pinchers because they literally have cracks in them. The photograph was just really shocking that in the world's richest nation, public educators have to deal with this kind of infrastructure for their students.
That's exactly the case. So the larger context is just a starving of public schools in the state. I mean, it's not just at the K-12 level. What's happening in higher education in Oklahoma is devastating as well. I know that teachers are fighting for higher salaries, and they deserve higher salaries, and that's a great kind of way to make headlines. But it's a much bigger issue than that. They're fighting for a fair investment in their state's future.
I mean, this is about kids in the end. This is about the education of children. The teachers, if they are actually paid well, don't have to, and if the education overall is well funded, then everybody is happy. Teachers don't have to worry about living out of their cars or getting second jobs to make ends meet, so they're fully present for their children. And children don't have to, you know, worry about racing to get the chair that's not broken in class. They can just focus on school. It's just remarkable. What's happening in Kentucky? In Kentucky, it was over a school pension reform bill that teachers revolted. As far as you can understand, what is the reform bill? I'm assuming the state legislature would like for teachers to they're facing cuts in their pensions.
Yeah, I mean they are looking for a less expensive way to fund teacher pensions, and I think that many teachers would be willing to talk about this. What was so upsetting to teachers in Kentucky, and what caused the rally was that it was done in secret, right? There was no negotiation. Teachers were not asked to consider possibilities. It was done by fiat, and it's a radical change. The bill kind of phases out the traditional pension system for teachers, and so that new hires would come in under a hybrid scheme, so more like what you see in the private sector is with individual retirement accounts. But this would be, since teachers are not eligible for Social Security in Kentucky, this would be all that they
Wait,
have.
teachers are not eligible for Social Security in Kentucky?
No, but this is common. So many states have state retirement systems that have been set up just for teachers, right? Or just for university employees. That's not
I was
uncommon.
not aware of that.
Oh,
Okay.
but I mean, so you're not paying in either. You're paying into this other system. But it's more similar, right, to Social Security. More a traditional pension system is more similar, but the kind of private sector individual retirement accounts, which are in addition to Social Security, isn't really a fair trade.
So in Kentucky, teachers have actually been flooding into the Capitol on and off for more than a month to address this issue of the pension reform bill that was proposed by the Republican governor, Matt Bevin. And they when they showed up on Monday morning, this was not the first time that they had entered the Capitol building. They seem so emboldened. Many of them wearing red, red for Ed. Wear red for Ed has been a slogan. How heartened are you by the sort of spirited nature of these revolts?
Oh, I am so excited. I'm so pleased to see teachers standing up for themselves and standing up for their students. And I honestly think that it comes from just being pushed too far in terms of what their students are being asked to endure in terms of an inadequate learning experience. So yeah, I'm happily surprised. So teachers are civil servants, right? They're in the profession to serve their students, their communities. We tend to be people pleasers, right? We want to keep everyone happy, and it's hard for teachers to stand up and rebel. We tend to do what we think is the right thing, but this time the right thing is standing up and saying no, and taking a stand for students.
It seems as though the common thread is that teachers are insulted. They're feeling insulted. They're feeling ignored. They're feeling as though lawmakers have decided they are simply not worth funding, not worth paying attention to. They're saying enough is enough. One teacher in Kentucky said to the press, "We feel demoralized, we feel assaulted, we feel like we've been marginalized, we're angry." Do you feel that these revolts in Kentucky and Oklahoma are buoyed by what happened in West Virginia just weeks ago?
Yes, that was exhilarating to see, and emboldening for teachers, and I think is follows along over several years of teachers becoming more strengthened by a collective sense of agency, greater solidarity. So several teachers unions have moved from what's called the kind of the service model of teachers unions to a social organizing model. I think that's made a huge difference. We've seen social justice caucuses of unions take over at the citywide level in some major cities, and even at the state level. So this is a longer term movement than what happened in West Virginia. But that was certainly a galvanizing event, and pushed the movement forward.
Now, in West Virginia, the strike that teachers were engaged in at that point in that state was technically illegal. In Oklahoma and Kentucky, what are we seeing? I mean, we hear the term walkout. In these two states, Kentucky and Oklahoma, first of all, are the teachers unionized? And secondly, are these strikes authorized? And I don't mean authorized by the members of the union themselves, but are they considered legal or illegal? And does that matter?
Well, so in a right to work state where teachers are not allowed to organize in the ways that they are in other states, it's harder to kind of control, right? Because you aren't negotiating with a statewide union that can make agreements on behalf of the body of teachers as a whole. Then it's like you can't have it both ways, right?
So in other words, it makes it even more likely that workers may strike in such states rather than
absolutely.
Less likely.
Just yeah, right. Yeah.
So is that the case in Oklahoma and Kentucky? Are both states right to work states?
I believe they are. Yeah.
So they have unions but there are unions that do represent the teachers, right? In Oklahoma and Kentucky.
Yes, they are. But they are. They're not allowed to require their members to pay dues, and they're limited in their ability to bargain collectively. Hmm.
Now, the teachers in Oklahoma, going back to their demand of $10,000 a year in raises, they got about $6,100 instead. How far do you think they're going to go? Because West Virginia taught teachers that if you stick to your guns, the state really has no choice but to bend over and give you what you want. I mean, so it's possible that strike in Oklahoma may actually be a real strike, not just, you know, one day after another of walkouts that may turn into a bona fide strike?
It may be. And so the legislature passed the partial pay raise, but it did not impose fair taxes on the industries that are not only making a significant profit in that state, but are, you know, undermining the actual solidity of the ground, right, through fracking and earthquakes, right, which are considered the natural disasters that taxpayers again pay for. I mean, I suspect that the teachers might continue their strike until there's a reform in the way that the state's needs are funded.
Now, what about Arizona? Teachers in Arizona are looking at what happened in West Virginia. They're looking at their colleagues in Oklahoma and in Kentucky. Might Arizona be the fourth state where this is happening?
Mm-hmm. I hope so. And what's interesting about Arizona is that it has some of the laxest requirements in the U.S. in terms of the educational requirements for teachers. So there are kind of alternative pathways to certification that don't even necessarily require a high school diploma. And so I think that some folks in Arizona might feel a bit complacent and imagine that they'll just, you know, hire a whole bunch of, scab teachers from, through these alternative certification pathways. But I don't think that the public is actually going to stand for that. I think that parents and communities in Arizona will stand behind their teachers, much as parents and communities have stood with teachers in other high-profile strikes in recent years. And they'll also need to make some changes.
I wonder if the hashtag Red for Ed that teachers have embraced in Arizona and elsewhere will simply be interpreted by Republicans as communist teachers. Because, of course, any kind of even publicly funded education, publicly funded anything is seen as anathema to these free market fundamentalists that have infiltrated government. And of course, Trump has also, as I mentioned earlier, remained stunningly silent. All four states, Arizona, Oklahoma, Kentucky, and West Virginia, went for Trump in 2016. Trump hasn't seen, and Trump, who built his campaign on economic malaise around the country, hasn't said anything about teachers except that he wants to arm them to deal with gun violence.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that made many friends for him among teachers. So he may be staying away.
Well, Isabel, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. We'll certainly be following the story, see where these teachers' revolts head over the next coming days and weeks. Thank you so much.
I'm so pleased. Thank you.
My guest has been Isabel Nunez. She's a professor and chair of the Department of Educational Studies at Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. And we've been discussing the teachers' revolts in red states. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Also find us on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and Vimeo.